Guitarist Ricardo Cobo and Pro Musica Kiev, conducted by Richard Kapp in the Concierto Elegiaco by Leo Brouwer. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring a tribute to the late Bruce Holzman, professor of guitar for 50 years at Florida State University, with music performed by some of his many former students. Laura Altman is a former student of Bruce Holzman and has recorded music by Albanus with her husband Michael Newman as the Newman-Altman Duo. Laura Altman spoke about her former teacher, Bruce Holzman.
He was very good at getting people to improve their sound. And I think he was also direct about telling you when you could be doing better.
Can you give me a for instance?
I shouldn't tell the story, but I'm not going to name the guy. But there, he had a student who had done poorly in a competition, but he was like very upset that he had not gone on to the next round and was talking to Bruce, like, just, I was terrible. It was awful. And I just suck. And so Bruce was trying to spin it more positively and give him some encouragement. He says, yeah, but you suck at a much higher level. He might have been jerking his chain.
The Newman-Oltman duo performing music by Isaac Albéniz, titled Seguidillas. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring a tribute to the late Bruce Holtzman, who directed the guitar studio at Florida State University for 50 years until his death in May 2023. We'll hear some final thoughts on Bruce Holtzman by his former student and younger brother, Adam Holtzman.
Bruce always made the studio a family. And I always felt like I was surrounded by my guitar brothers and sisters. And as the teacher, I always try to instill that in the students, that there's a sense of family. There's a sense of you're going to be friends for 40 years. It's one of the things I say in studio class all the time. You can look around you. These are going to be your friends for 30, 40, 50 years. And so you're not going to be best friends with everybody. That's impossible. There are going to be people you don't get along with the same way, but you're going to know each other a long time. And so realize this is both your harshest group and most supportive group. They're going to be the most critical and the most supportive for many, many years to come. And how you use that will say a lot about you. Thank you.
Closing this special edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring a tribute to the late Bruce Holzman, professor of guitar at Florida State University, we've just heard the Venezuelan Waltzes numbers 2 and 3 by Antonio Lauro, performed by Adam Holzman. Thanks to all our guests and special thanks to Ben Lougheed for his help on this week's show. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation and Mike and Patty Morgan, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations and is heard worldwide on the web. Our other projects include our public television program for PBS stations nationwide, American Classic, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by the Cultural Arts Division of the City of Austin Economic Development Department and by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced at the studios of KMFA in Austin, Texas, with additional engineering support by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website and listen online anytime, classicalguitaralive.org. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.